Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's a whole TikTok phenomenon at the moment about an American man who granted his son's wish to own a pet octopus, but the octopus promptly had 50 babies. And it's not just the thought that counts. A bit of research doesn't go amiss either. But each of us have probably had that experience of receiving a gift and having a plant a fake smile on our face while thinking, have you ever met me? News Talks, but I can't play the mouth organ correspondent, Henry McKean, has been researching terrible presents. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon. And these beautiful little baby octopus or octopi, whatever they're called, Swim Shady and JC and Seance. I love the names, but they just keep coming. And this guy, this dad is a dentist. He said he did his research and it all went horribly wrong because he was sold a lady octopus. And it's destroying their home, thousands of dollars worth of food supplies and water damage. But I got to speak to Kevin Cunningham. He's the manager of the National Exotic Animal Sanctuary in Meath. And here in Ireland, we make the same kind of mistakes. He's got people calling him up regularly with unwanted gifts.
The child had been given two turtles by their aunt in a tank and the parents wanted them out of the house there and then. One of the more unusual ones was a woman in her 70s who was given a tarantula for her 70th birthday from her grandchildren. And they knew she had a fear of spiders and thought that this would be a hilarious present. But then when it was given, nobody would go near it or look after it. And so we were called in to take that particular animal out of there. You would see quite a lot of it. People think it's a good idea and they think they're doing good. But without doing all of the research and making sure that it's an animal that actually fits in the family and clearing it with the person who will ultimately be caring for the animal, it can be very misguided. And certainly, as in the case with this octopus who gave birth, you also do run a risk when you're buying animals from pet dealers or some pet shops that an animal may be pregnant. We were once called to a woman who had bought a male, in inverted commas, Daegu, which is a South American rodent, from a pet shop. Thought it was lovely. She was going to keep just the one. She lived in a very small studio apartment. It turned out it was female. 3.5 months later, she rang us because she now had 98 of them. And they just kept breeding and she had them in boxes and cages and all sorts of containers and simply couldn't cope. Another instance, one of the larger animals where a gentleman bought his wife a savannah cat. They're a very popular type of cat now. They're a cross between an African serval, which is a wild cat, and a domestic cat. And first generation savannah cats can grow to be the size of a collie and behave very differently to our domestic cats. And this gentleman bought it for his wife because she was forever commenting about them on seeing them on the internet, etc. But they didn't realise what they were taking on. And within a week, this animal had escaped and out into the Irish countryside where it can breed with Irish feral cats and has never been seen since. So I suppose the thing is to always do your research, speak to the people who own or will be looking after the animal or own the house. And on the bigger scale, I think the issue in Ireland really is that you can go into a pet shop and buy any animal without ever having to even give your name and address. So there's no regulation of the trade of these kinds of animals anywhere in the country. And as long as you have that, you can have people buying these animals on a whim.
One texter says, hearing this, I now love our two cats even more. Keith on Twitter says, my wife got an electric blanket for Christmas. She was six. Her mum thought they were tears of joy. But you can. I mean, sometimes, you know what can be difficult is that you if you're abroad and you feel you should bring something home and then you haven't had the chance and then you just get something. That's offered to you.
Or something at the airport and you put no thought into it.
Yeah.
Like the amount of unnecessary soap and aftershave and stuff that you would never buy yourself. People just keep buying each other rubbish. And I've done it myself. I was over at a wedding in Indonesia. There was jet lag. I think it was a crazy time. It was 2017. It was Winter Olympics in Austria. And then I exchanged my winter bag with my summer bag with my wife at Dublin Airport to then take a flight to Austria, the Winter Special Olympics, to Indonesia. And I got there and it was a great wedding. 750 people at the wedding. Huge wedding.
750
people? 750 people at the wedding. And they had this huge cake and they had to do it in waves and they ran out of beer because, you know...
I'm not surprised,
don't
yeah.
much. Well, we were...
They didn't realise it was Irish people coming.
Anyway, I had to bring my wife back something and I ended up buying her a sack from an art and craft store.
When you say like, sack?
When I say sack, I mean like a coffee sack that you would put coffee in or tea leaves, but it was even like a section of a sack. I don't know what happened. And I wrapped it up and I gave her this sack, this part of a sack. And she still talks about it today, about the time I came back from Indonesia with a sack.
Yeah, you see, that's the worst thing. They never forget that.
They remember. They do. And you always remember the kind of the worst gift you're not impressed with. Here are stories.
One year, my husband bought me hiking boots.
And you didn't like them?
No. The reason he got them was because I'd broken my ankle 4 times. And he said he was tired of me breaking my ankles.
Did you wear them?
Not once. They still live in the boot of my car for the last 3 years.
And they're in the boot just in case you end up a mountain?
Just in case we go hiking someday. I don't like hiking, which is very strange.
Maybe perfumes and creams and body lotions, they would be added to the pile that's already there.
So you have a pile?
Yes.
And you're never going to use them?
Probably not. So they go to charity shops or...
And why do people keep buying you lotions?
Because they just don't bother to think.
And what would you like instead?
Maybe a coffee out with them or a meal out with them.
That'd be much better.
It would. Don't waste your money on creams and perfumes and things that I don't want that I have already. So that I will have to pass on. But then again, their loss is somebody else's gain because I give it to a charity or somebody.
And they can sell it on for
profit.
That's
right. Yeah, there you go.
To be honest, I'm so grateful to get any kind of gift. Even if I didn't want it or if I had 20 already at home, I'd still say thank you very much. It's the thought that counts. But if in doubt, re-gift.
So do you re-gift if you've got all these toasters or perhaps air fryers that you didn't want?
100% re-gift. But just be very careful that you don't re-gift the toaster-air fryer to the person who originally gave it to you.
And I've done that. It's easily done.
We all have. Keep a little note, put a sticker on the side to say, given by so-and-so on such a date, and then give it to somebody else who would probably appreciate it and use it a lot more.
And you're grateful. How come you're so grateful? You're not spoilt. You're not complaining. You're happy.
I'm very happy indeed. I'm alive. I'm able to get up this morning, put one foot in front of the other and get out and enjoy the beautiful fresh air. What more do you need?
My wife was talking about wanting a spice rack for a long time. So I went to Brown Thomas and spent an absolute fortune on a really fancy spice rack. And when I handed her on her birthday a huge Brown Thomas bag all tied up, let's just say the reaction when the spice rack emerged was not what...
So she was disappointed?
More than disappointed. I still hear about it all the time.
Yeah. And does she have the spice rack still?
No. We moved house and it did not make the move.
Yeah. There's a lesson in there. Never, ever give a woman something in a Brown Thomas bag that is some sort of kitchen utensil.
Mm-hmm.
That's a basic rule.
I've learned that.
And anyway, don't give anybody a spice rack as a present.
Yeah.
Just go and buy them the spice rack.
Or just get it into the house. I understand you can't buy people knives because it's bad luck. I never knew this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because I'd love to buy, you know, people, you know, really nice fancy knives.
A really fancy knife,
so the idea is you just bring them into the house and say nothing. And they're not a gift.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do that. But yeah, no, I've bought so many kitchen items for girlfriends and wives and stuff. And it does backfire. Don't do it.
My brother got me an ice cube tray for my 16th birthday because I like ice in my water. There is an ice cube tray in the freezer, so... But, you know, it could be one that made funny shapes, amusing ice. It could be that possibility.
Yeah.
Should we... Well, there's an argument. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel this way. We shouldn't give each other presents at all, by which I mean just give a person a voucher of some sort and then they can buy their own present. They know what they want.
And I know it's impersonal and I know people don't like it, but it's the best option. And then they can spoil themselves on something they actually want. And gift cards are still huge. Here is Don Nugent, centre director from Dundrum Town Centre, on gift cards and personal shopping.
whether it's through a gift card or refund or exchange, there are options available to them.
And your gift cards are extremely popular. I know it sometimes in the year there's queues, people trying to buy gift cards. Is that the way to go? That way the person gets what they want.
Well, yeah, I mean, the good thing about gift cards, and Dundrum Town Centre gift card is one of the biggest shopping centre gift cards in Europe in terms of volume, according to MasterCard, which is interesting. But I think people like the fact that, first of all, they like to be able to give a Dundrum Town Centre gift card. People like to receive one. But the fact that they can use it in all of the stores, all of the restaurants, the leisure facilities, gives them a wide choice of options. And that's really important for people.
Personal shopping, some of the stores in here offer it. Is that the way to get someone to help you choose?
Absolutely. I mean, customer service is really important. We're very conscious that customer loyalty to brands is not what it used to be. People will go to brands that give them the service, the value, the choice that they look for. But certainly stores like Brand Thomas, for example, have an established personal shopping service. Dundrum Town Centre will be reintroducing ours in the coming months. People look for it, they like it, they like to be able to shop, have the choice and not have to make too many decisions without being guided.
So if I had a personal shopper, Don, if you were my personal shopper, we would go from store to store and you would advise me, help me and tell me if something looked good on me and actually my wife wouldn't like that. How does it work?
Well, this is the good thing about the personal shopping service, that we have a choice of 120 fashion brands that people can choose from. So it gives the personal shopping service lots of options to go from your luxury to your mass market to your midstream brands, and that choice is here. And people like that because they can mix and match products in a way that they wouldn't necessarily do if they were doing it by themselves.
And does the personal shopper carry your bags for you? Do you have to spend a lot or just a few things?
No, there's no minimum requirement. The customer service in terms of bringing your bags to your car is all part of it. So people like that hassle-free shopping. And, you know, we all like to think that we can style ourselves, but maybe not all of us can. And it's good to get that option.
Yeah, he's right.
Someone says, a children's Bible, a Christmas present in 1972 when I was 8. Devastated as the weight of the gift under the tree had me imagining all sorts of wonderful things it could be. Someone else says, the first year after my mam died, she would sort all the Christmas presents. My dad got me a spare tyre for my car for Christmas. He was so clueless and thought it was a great present. I was raging at the time. Fast forward 3 weeks, on the way back to college in Galway, tyre blew. Was delighted to have a new spare tyre in the car. I hope you told him that. A sad boy says, Ryanair voucher is the best gift, like. Come on, like. Love him. 25 euro and up. Okay. A spice rack or toaster is a house present. Not a person present. A person present is something that one person doesn't have to share with anyone else in their family. That's a good definition of what a spice rack is. It's a house present, really. You don't actually give them to people.
Yeah, just
if you know what I mean.
Welcome to your new home. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a 1980s ski jacket story, Henry?
Yeah, and Ryanair, the Ryanair idea is fantastic. Out of nowhere. But yeah, the ski jacket story in the 1980s when we used to love these ski jackets. I don't know if you remember them, they were kind of cotton and they weren't even ski jackety at all.
Yeah.
Not like the Moncler ones that
you wouldn't go skiing in them.
Sometimes wear to the shops or perhaps to a protest. Not those ones. These were like cotton and multi-coloured, and they were huge. They're kind of coming back amongst the Gen Zs. Here is Kevin from Liverpool, who brings us back to the 1980s, a story about the must-have fashion item, that ski jacket. And he starts by talking about his wife and a watch.
My dearly beloved wife bought me a present, a watch. And that watch was a female's watch.
A lady's watch.
A lady's watch, yeah. And it was in a very sensitive time in our relationship, and I was stuck between a rock and a hard place, whether I accept it and keep it peaceful, or whether I turn around and tell her that it's the wrong watch. I managed to muster up the courage to tell her that actually it was a lady's watch.
Did you take it okay?
She took it okay. She was able to take it back, but it was a precarious moment in the relationship. So that's the one I've received. My mum, as a 14-year-old, asked me to go and buy my dad a Christmas present, a jacket. And this is in the 80s when everybody was into certain fashions. And the big fashion at the time was a ski coat, which didn't really match my dad's personality.
You bought him a ski jacket.
A ski jacket. And when I bought it home, and I bought it from one of these markets where it was a bit sort of...
A little bit dodgy.
Perhaps
no returns policy.
Yeah, and bought it home, and it was all sorts of colours. It was like Joseph's...
I remember them.
Yeah, like so Campari it was. Yeah, like ski coated, yeah, in the 80s. And me thinking my dad would love it, make him a little bit fashionable. My mum was beside herself because we'd spent, I think, around about 80 quid on it, which was expensive then. And yeah, I was sent back to try and regain a bit of decorum and try and get a refund. Didn't get a refund. I managed to get one of those where you, like an IOU. So my mum went back and got him something a little bit different.
My sister-in-law, her husband gave her an iron for Christmas.
An iron?
And she still spoke about it 30 years later.
And she was not impressed. But was it not a decent iron? Was it
no,
one of those fancy ones?
No, it was a Mickey Mouse iron.
Not good.
She ate him for years.
And she's still talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, as an avid Arsenal supporter, one of my aunties forgot, obviously, who I supported and arrived out for my 21st birthday with a Spurs jersey. She said, I knew you supported some London team and I wasn't quite sure who it was, so I'm afraid I had to bring it straight to the charity shop.
So a total waste of a lot of money. Those jerseys ain't cheap.
Those jerseys are €100, maybe even a bit more, and God love her, she meant the best, but I think the charity shop probably gained more out of it, which is great.
What an outrage, the football jersey. If there was such a thing as a Mickey Mouse iron, that because I had in my head a picture of an iron with Mickey Mouse's face in the front of it, that would be
cute one.
That would be kind of fun. But at the same time, again, total no-no.
No, you can't buy ladies anything domestic.
No. And, well, I mean, apart from like the thoughtlessness as well, there's also a category of people, and probably men suffer this more than women do, where their partner will buy them something they, not that something they want, but something they think they should have. You know, something that's good for them.
Something practical.
Yes.
Like a new kitchen sink or something.
But you know, you should go for this therapy or you know, something that you've no interest in, but they think would be good for you to do that.
And this is why we need personal shoppers. I know that there's a cost, I think it's €65 for the personal shopper to hang around with you, and then they carry your shopping and do everything else for you. But it makes sense because you're going to get it right. You're not going to make any stupid errors that cause a massive stir. And I've done it too. I've bought really, really silly things. And we want to talk about this lady here who actually has breathing issues and was bought one of these.
You know those vaporizers that send out the steam in the air? And I have issues with my lungs, so it wasn't...
So that wasn't suitable.
It wasn't a very awful gift from that point of view.
An awful gift. And what did you do
with
it? I
know, it was a beautiful gift, but because I have issues with my lungs, I decided just to re-gift it.
They were almost slowly harming you.
Yeah, well, I love candles and all that type of thing, but as I said, because of issues with my lungs, I can't really be, you know, using things like that, so...
Your husband gave you slippers?
He did, yeah.
And what did you do with them?
Give them back to him.
And you gave them back?
Well, of course I did, because otherwise he'd be buying me a pair every year.
And how did he take it when you gave them
Very
back?
Very badly. He gifted it on to his sister.
So when you receive a gift you don't like, do you actually say... that's not suitable, I don't like it. Do you have a gift receipt? Or do you just say thank you?
I'd say thank you and put a smile on my face because I'd have to appreciate them picking out something for me.
If it's from, like, a close relative, say, like, I would just, like, if it's my mum, like, and she knows, like, unless she put time and effort into the gift and, like, really thought about it. But if it was just, like a buying-in-the-moment thing and, like, it wasn't, like, personal, I think I would say.
So you would be quite... honest if they were friends, if it was a relative.
Yeah, if they could take it, like, that? You have to be careful, but like if you knew that they would like accept it, that's fine. I think.
I'm always like, no, I love this, thank you so much.
A Hoover, a Dyson Hoover.
And why didn't you want the Dyson?
I hate hoovering.
I once bought my now wife, we were dating at the time, a Kenwood mixer, and I was told to take it back before she even received it because it wouldn't be received well, because, you know, it should be in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, now that's right. You want to be a bit more romantic now than that if you want to stay married.
A card with no money.
A card, a birthday card with no money.
Yeah.
I know my brother received a card from me the other day with no money in it, and he was disappointed.
Yeah.
What was the worst gift you ever received?
I just got a badge off someone.
Like a badge. What's on the badge?
It's just a blank badge.
Just blank?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
And you weren't happy?
And I was like sobbing, like, because it was my birthday. It's my birthday today, actually.
Happy birthday.
Right. Good news, Henry. Jill has texted in to say, Henry, if you got me a Kenwood mixer, I'd marry you.
Wow.
An ex of mine bought me sexy lingerie. That was a gift for him, not me. He didn't last long in the relationship, that is. Someone else says, I got a voucher for foot solutions from my husband for Christmas. I've never been so angry. I even wanted him to get the food poisoning during Christmas dinner. Asshole.
How are her feet? Maybe they needed some treatment.
I wonder if they're still together. She says my husband, not ex-husband, but obviously it stirs up a lot of feelings. My husband loved making bread. He found it very therapeutic. I bought a bread maker for him as a Christmas present, wrapped it and put it under the tree. He saw the large parcel late evening with a look of delight on his face. It soon changed as realisation set in. He declared, if that's a bread maker, you and it can move out. Sort of ruined Christmas. Bit of an overreaction there, perhaps. My mother bought me an electric toothbrush for my 30th. I was devastated. Best eco gift ever. Get an Aldi gift card. Add all the plastic bottle return tokens. Give it as a Christmas present. No self-righteous planet saver will ever turn their nose up, says John. Gordon says, Rory's fishing tackle in Temple Bar, being surrounded by pubs, must be great for trade. I once, after a few pints, decided that my brother would love a fishing rod for Christmas and a fishing tackle set for his birthday. Spoiler alert, he didn't. Someone else says, I hate that we men have a bad reputation for buying bad gifts. My missus is the worst in the world. Over the years, I've received scissors, wallpaper and a lawnmower hood. It's now at the stage I dread Christmas and birthdays because I know I have to pretend to appreciate a shite present. And someone else says, my husband bought me earrings for a birthday. I don't have my ears pierced.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, a lawnmower hood. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those, what colour are my eyes in? What colour are my eyes in? They're coloured lovely. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.